Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to be talking about the elections in Pella yesterday. During the day, I stopped at some of the precincts, and I talked to some of the poll officials about how things were going. At Precinct 1, they told me their turnout was pretty high.
Well, it's only 3 hours into the polls, but how has it looked so far today? Have there been a lot of people that have turned out?
Yes. We have been busy since we opened.
Now, is this both of your first years doing this, or have you worked the polls before?
Oh, we've worked many years.
And how's it compared to years previous?
It's very busy. It's much busier than before.
You think it's because it's a tight election that it's so busy?
Yes, I think it's tight election and also electing our president.
And we have same-day voter registration, and that increases turnout in a lot of places. Is that an easy process? Can you tell me about what the process is like?
Can't say it's an easy process, but it's a process that we can easily do with the right identification.
What kind of things do people need to bring if they're going to register?
driver's license. Anything that has a government ID, a photo ID. Mm-hmm.
And so if your driver's license has your current residence on it, do you need to bring a piece of mail or anything that has your residence? Or
it has to have a photo. Like driver's license is the best one to bring because that has their photo ID on. Or if they have a passport with their photo ID. What else can they bring?
Yeah, if they don't have a photo ID, then something that acknowledges that they live in the district they're voting in.
All right, and then once you get all that done, pretty easy process. You go out there and you fill out your ballot, and then what happens next?
You fill out your ballot, and we count it, and you're off with your ballot counted.
Is this the counting machine right here?
Mm-hmm.
So it's an automatic counting machine?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's counted immediately. We know the total as we put them in the machine.
And so that'll help you get the results out pretty quick after everyone's done voting tonight after the polls close.
Yes, we'll know how many have voted.
So are you guys going to be here all day until 9 o'clock, or do you get a break?
We will be here till 9 p.m. tonight.
What is it that makes you guys want to work at the polls and spend the whole day?
Crazy.
Oh, it's just kind of fun to see the people come and vote and visit with them a little bit.
Pella's 4th precinct had a burst of people come in the morning to vote and a steady flow of people throughout the rest of the day.
How's the flow of voters been today?
It's been very good. We had a lot of people right at 7 o'clock, probably till about 8, and then it lessened up, but we've had a continuous flow. It's been good so far.
She said they've had a couple of same-day registrations, and that hasn't been a problem.
Yes, we've had several same-day registration, and that's all gone smoothly as well. Everyone has been able to vote.
And it wasn't just busy at the polls. Marion County Republican Party Chair Irene Blom had a busy day as well. She was out and about checking on the precincts to see how voters were turning out.
Well, today I've just been going around checking the different precincts just out of curiosity and seeing that everything is going okay. Yesterday was a nightmare trying to get everything lined up, but today is a little bit more quiet.
So how have things been going at the precincts?
They're doing very well. Voting is heavier, they said, than what it has been in past years at this time of the day. So that's encouraging. People are coming out. In some places there's lines. It depends upon the areas, of course, so I'm encouraged. They have to realize that our country is in a mess, and this is our opportunity to try and straighten it up. And I'm just going to take this opportunity to make sure that everybody practices their civic duty, their Christian duty to vote, and vote for somebody that we know that stands for the same morals that we do here in our community, and that we know that he honors God. And I think this is important. If we don't get the family structure back together and God, who is the ruler of the nation, then I don't know how long the Lord can bless us the way he has.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard some of the action from the elections yesterday, talking to the Republican Party County Chair Irene Blom and also from some of the officials at Pella's precincts. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.